Your non-stop entertainment radio.
How's everyone doing today? I mean, like I always say, this is personal. How are you doing? How's work? How's life? You know, it's actually one of the underrated questions to ask people is, how are you doing? Especially when you talk us to this topic, it's going to be more tailored for men. When you greet a man and say, how are you? Or say, how far? Like we always say in our slang. Nobody actually, you know, will think deep about how are you. It's just like a normal statement like hello. So it's just like, how are you? Yeah, gone. But actually, how are you? You know, it's more deeper than actually how we might actually think it is. So everyone at home, how are you today? I hope you're fine, as much as I am. Last week, we were able to have a very good topic, which was beautiful, on religion. And I'm sure you guys have a good time with Pastor Creamy, where we dissect how religion has shaped us as African people, the pros and the cons of religion, either you're a Christian or either you're a Muslim. It was a beautiful topic. And today, I have three great men in the house. These are my childhood friends, to the one I met in the UK, So, there's experiences all around. So we're going to be discussing about what do women actually talk about. Because I'm going to be sensitive as much as I can today. And maybe you guys might see my vulnerability. Because I don't want to be the preacher and just not the one that actually does what I'm preaching. So I'm going to be more vulnerable today. And I hope my co-host today will also be as much as they can, so we can actually have a good topic out of what do men actually talk about when we're hanging out. Are we actually vulnerable to each other? Are we sensitive to each other? So basically that's all about today's topic. And this week I have no sponsor, so I'm just calling out on people, please. I would love support. This is for the community. So you can reach out to me either on my socials And if you happen to have my number, please reach out. Let's see what we can do for each other, how we can promote each other, how we all can get better by helping each other. So like I said, the topic today is going to be an unfiltered, an honest conversation. We're going to be vulnerable and we're going to talk about relationship and also our mental health. So, like I do on every episode, I'm going to go on a short break where we have our first music. And when I'm back, I will introduce my guest and we'll dive straight into the show. So my first song today will be Marvelous by Dave. Let's enjoy and I'll be back in a second.
You feel marvelous. He robbed a man and he feel marvelous. Josiah, only 17, he got that dog in him. I used to see him at my church, it was his marginal. We know this kid for kicking ball and he was hard. He could have made it professional, had a trial, we told him you got a chance. My God, we said the streets ain't nothing nice. He said, let's see. He's trying to take a trip and put that to the test. He's trying to turn 4.5 into a 9. Divided into decimals, make it stretch. First time I ever met him, I said he's blessed. But if he can't even keep it real with himself, I'm not shocked if he's lying to me. Boss my young boy, what he's trying to be. And he don't want a good girl, he don't want a good job, he want a gun. And he don't wanna kick bull, he wanna. And he don't wanna make friends, he wanna gang. And he don't wanna stack bread, he wanna bang. How my young boy's so different, I don't know, but I pray God guide him. How my young boy's so different, I don't know, but I pray. He feel incredible. He shy man, he feel incredible. Josiah trapping 22 into he's terrible. He wanna travel to the States, he's ineligible. Said he's a criminal, now he's doing numbers on his phone. But young is of his own. A Glock the man and bought him and a Russian of his own. He's got some pagans that he beefs. Evading the police, been going crazy from the day he got released. Cause now he's in a Cali. Fantasy, robberies, bank fraud, OT enemies. He the Leo. Lisa, Stephanie, and he got some cases we don't know if he can ever be. And he look at us like we some people he can never be. We should have never made our youngest for the 17. All I ever wanted was for you to be a better you. All I ever wanted was for you to be a better me. By a salary, just side smoking celery. Started recreationally, but now they do it medically. It's weighing on me. Weighing on me heavily, I think about it regularly. Josiah's in the jail, I was in penitentiary on charges that were meant for me. Facing them potentially, but he was just protecting me. Before you think to step to me, just know my youngin' next to me. And God knows, he don't want a good girl, he wanna. He don't want a good job, he wanna gun. And he don't wanna keep cool, he wanna. And he don't wanna make friends, he wanna gang. And he don't wanna stack money, he wanna bang. How my young boy so different, I don't know, but I pray God guide him. How my young boy so different, I don't know, but I pray.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Pushpit Couch, hosted by your one and only Sheyi Oluwasogo. Posh P. Actually, one of these days, I will do a show and I will tell you guys how Posh P actually came about. That's going to be a whole episode on its own, where I can tell you how I came about that name and the reason behind it, which has actually become a brand now. But yeah, let's dive into today's show, which is about brotherhood, which is about men, which is about what do we actually really talk about. So I'm gonna introduce all my guests. So I'm gonna start from my oldest friend in the house. His name is Odo Olagoju, Odo Ayo Olagoju. I've known Odo for, let's say, 20 years now. We actually went to school together in Nigeria before we moved to UK. And then I have Annie. I've met Annie also over a decade. We met at work, and we've managed to keep our friendship tight ever since then. And then I have David. David actually is probably the last friend I made, and that's over 3 years now. And after David, I actually not made any friend, funny enough. And the way me and David got connected, he actually became my best friend at some point. Like, I talk to him literally every day. But at the moment, he's more of a committed man now, so he doesn't have my time as much as he used to be. But yeah, I'm glad we are all here today. So I'm going to start with Odo. Please introduce yourself and tell us a bit more about yourself, please.
Okay, just a quick correction. I think I've known you more than 20 years now, but I just have to.
That, yeah.
It's been a very long time, long, long time. My name is Odo Ayo Olagunju, but most people don't know me as Odo Ayo. People know me as Ayo, A-Y-O. So I'm a qualified mental health practitioner, I'm here to talk about what men talk about. Like, that's the point, that's the main reason why we're here tonight, and I believe you are gonna enjoy the show.
Thank you, brother. Right, I'll move on to Annie.
My name is Annie, so yes, but people know me as Jojo, so people don't know me as Annie. And I've known Chegi now for since 2011. Mm-hmm. Remember, right?
12, yeah.
Yeah. And ever since, he has been my very good friend, even though sometimes he can be naughty, but he's my brother. And I work with the criminal justice, helping people that have been wrongly sent to prison for things they know nothing about. So yeah, that's what I do. So, and I'm happy doing it.
Good. Thank you very much, brother. And I'll move on to David.
Already introduced, David Akinwumi. Usually David, well, most people call me by Dave. Professionally, I'm a project manager, and on a psychology basis, I'm an NLP practitioner. That's neuro-linguistic programming. So that came about from my interest in psychology from a young age, and it's something I've always taken on board. So I've known Shay for some time now, mm-hmm. and probably the only friend I have in Manchester. has always been a pleasure, and thank you for the invitation.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I'm happy to be here also. I mean, I'm happy that you guys actually made it to the show also. Right, so I'm going to dive in straight to our first question that I'm going to ask, and that question is going to go to Odo Ayo. What does brotherhood mean to you?
To me, brotherhood is all about, you know, like having that clique of, you know, friends, you know, where you guys kind of like get along, you know, you support each other. You know, you do things together. You know, if somebody's down, you know, give them a hand up, you know, and guiding each other as well. So to me, that's all brotherhood is all about, like being there for each other, you know, and supporting each other in, you know, in every way possible.
Right.
Yeah.
So talking about that, have you actually have a friend, a guy friend, check on you, saying how are you? It's been like checking on your mental health.
That's a very good question. This might surprise you in a way, you know. I'm going to give you kudos, you know, because you do that sometimes, and honestly, it does make a lot of difference. Like, it's not very common among guys to kind of like be direct, you know, asking about your mental, how you feeling. Like you said, you know, before we started the program, you're saying something about, it's actually common among guys to say, how far are you doing? Like, that's just a way of checking. Like, oh, are you going out tonight? You know, let's meet. You know, but for you, I think with you, you do that sometimes, which is good. Like, you ask, oh, how are you doing? Are you okay? You know, are you at work? Which is kind of good, you know. I don't think I do have any other friend that kind of like directs messages to me like that. Like, I've got friends that they just be like, oh, how far are you doing? But with you, you do that often, which is very, very good. And I give you kudos. I give you kudos. Well. And I'm going to learn, you know, from you as well. I'll be doing the same, honestly.
I'm going to direct the same question to everyone so we can pick a topic where we can start discussing from there. So, Emmy, how about you? What's brotherhood to you? And has anyone actually check up on you mentally? How are you doing?
It's like, I've got a few friends, like you, and I've got, you know, my other friend, which we talk every day, but we don't really like discuss mental health. All we talk about is, are you alright? Like, what we doing this weekend? And that's
on a phrase.
Are we going out tonight, or are we going out this weekend? And some friends don't really like check up on you to see how you doing. We go through a lot as men. We go through a lot. Like, they look at you and be like, they don't want to know what you're going through. As long as you're a man, they'll be like, oh, just get on with
keep
it,
keep jogging.
Just like, we men do go through a lot. Like, I do have conversations with my colleague at work, like, and some of them, when they tell me their stories, I do like, oh, how are you feeling? You see somebody on their laptop and you see them crying, but you don't really know why. But in the next minute, you see them smiling. But you think about it and look, was it not this person that was just crying before? You know what I mean? They just keep like getting on with it. So we, as men, we really need to talk about our mental health a lot within ourselves. And whichever way we can help ourselves, we just need to like put it out there, you know.
Thank you very much, Annie. I'll say the same question also that to David. What's brotherhood to you, and have you got a male friend checking up on you and see how you're doing mentally?
I'll echo what the two gentlemen have said already. In terms of brotherhood, for me it's more or less the same, but it's that connection that you have with someone that goes beyond just friendship. No homo, by the way. So when I say it goes beyond friendship, like Odun mentioned earlier, is checking up on someone. Just, I'm not great for it. I'm a horrible, horrible texter. And I'm terrible with my phone. I can put my phone away for a whole day and not even check on it. So anybody who's, you know, if you want to buy, don't call me. But on a more serious note, though, this is a wake-up call for me personally, because it's not something I've really thought about in that sense. But that also comes from a place where I would consider myself an extrovert, but I'm also an introvert in the way that I'm a public-private person. So people see you out there, but they don't really know you. They don't know you.
They know of you.
You're out there,
but you don't talk.
You don't. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you don't really. People see you, but they don't really know you.
They don't know me. And for me as a person, when I make friends in general, you always keep people at a distance. But kudos to you, man. Is that one person that has been able to break through my shell. I'll also use this opportunity to actually thank you. It's something I've not actually spoken about, but there was a time where I had my moments, without going into details. This guy here was that person who stood by my side, so thank you.
You're welcome. I'm not taking my flowers today. So I've got a question from home. They said, is it just women that men talk about? So I don't want us to get too serious. So we're going to have some light moment. Then we'll go into being serious. And we know we have to get a balance, because I don't want people at home to be depressed, because this is not a depressing show. This is actually excitement and call up, wake, a wake-up call for everyone, like we should actually check up on each other. So do you think we talk about women when we are hanging out, or just money? What are the most things that we actually talk about as a guys? Let's say on a rank, on 100, 0 to 100, what would take the lion's share?
About
90% on women.
We talk like most, not all guys, but most guys.
I mean, stereotypically.
What we talk about is like, when we go out, look at, but
it's like we are breaking the brotherhood code tonight, innit?
We hanging them dry.
we do, but not on a regular basis. Sometimes it can be 80%. Sometimes it can be 50%.
Sometimes we might not even talk about it. Yet.
You know what I mean? Most times, we do talk about women.
And I think that says a lot about men, because we actually, as much as men can pretend we don't need women, women actually are part of our life.
Of course.
They are necessity. Because without man, there's no woman. Without woman, there's no man. So it shows that there's actually something going on for the both genders, isn't it? That's how I see it.
When it comes to women, I can see some women clocking it already.
Absolutely. What do you think? What's your...
Honestly, I would say, truth be told, you know, when we're out there together, we talk about women. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is no point in lying here. Even if you do lie, you guys know that.
You know.
There is no point. So, we do talk about women. When we go on vacations together, we go on holidays, we talk about women. But most times we talk about politics as well.
That's
one of the things that interests us a lot.
Football.
You know, I'm not really a fan of football. Like, I was having a conversation with my friend yesterday who lives in America and is following Premiership, and I don't even know when the days they're playing. So for me, I'm not really, but when they're playing maybe like World Cup, Nations Cup, I still, but football, I don't really follow football. So when people are talking about football, I'm unable to communicate.
And we talk about music.
But we talk about music, you know, we talk about politics, you know, we talk about, sometimes discuss business ideas as well. You know, like, but truth be told, we do talk about women. We go out there, we see a nice, beautiful looking woman. We want to, you know, admire and talk about, oh, look at that beautiful girl and all of that. So I think it's just a normal thing to, you know, to talk about. It's no shame.
Yeah, of course. And I'm gonna give us some statistics about in actually UK right now. 6,069 suicide in England, and 75% are men. 75%. That shows how bad it is that we don't check up on our mental health or how everyone is doing. And I will use David because he's my closest friend here, in terms of when he was going through, he had an episode and it was terrible. I know very well that how he was feeling then, but most people around him don't know anything. They don't know anything, and he stormed it. And I'm proud of you, brother. I'm proud of you that here you are today. But if a woman, stereotypically, because I don't want women to come for me, if a woman is having a breakdown, it's easy to talk to somebody. You have all your support system around you.
Your girlfriend that can just call you up and be like, oh, let's go for a meal.
You know,
let's go for food, let's go for drinks. But we men, we don't.
I think we can't blame it on anybody.
We
are built or groomed in a way that we should not share emotions. We cannot be vulnerable. You cannot tell, if including finance. Sometimes I might not even have 10p in my account, but I can't tell my guy that, Oga, give me something, because we'll be looking at it. The judgment fact is what actually shuts men down most of the time. Do we agree about that?
Yeah. It's true, yeah.
It depends on, I suppose, the level of relationship you have with the person. I can say categorically, between me and you, I don't think we share that same sentiment.
Oh, yes, definitely. We don't.
I can call my guy and say, yeah, look, you get that as a beer, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and vice versa. He know he can lean on me if that were to be the case.
Yeah, like you just said, let me add to that. Like you just said, it depends on the kind of relationship you have with that person. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
I can call him and tell him the same thing, like, oh, bro, what's up? Like, I'm down. But there are some people that I would think about it, like, I wouldn't even do it.
You
get what I mean? I wouldn't do it. I would just, like, I would suffer in silence. You get me?
you know, with your statistics, I'm not shocked, I'm not surprised, because when you look at how we've been taught not to show emotions, mm-hmm. how we've been raised, you know, from childhood, like you're not meant to show emotions, and growing up with that is difficult to show emotions. That's and right. Also, sometimes we already made that, you know, final decision in our head, like even when we ask for help, we're not going to get the help anyway, mm-hmm. so what's the point mm-hmm. in even asking, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and not only that, we also see it as if we ask for help, we're not getting that help, then people might say even mock us on that as
oh,
well.
Yes.
Like, oh, you're not even man enough. Yeah. You know, how come? For example, you guys are talking about, you know, like, you know, financial stuff. Like, how come you don't have money? Have you not mm-hmm. been working? Or mm-hmm. you should be, you know, so things like that. You know, you don't want guys to, you know, look down on you. Mm-hmm. You don't want your friends to call you like a lover boy. Like, what's wrong with you? A woman left you. You are crying. Like,
that's actually my. You know, that's where I'm coming.
You don't want your friends
that's
to call
my,
you
that's,
that.
That's where I'm coming. That's
a girl has just broken up with you. You don't want to tell your guys that. You know, you just like, you know, just carry on like nothing happened. But deep down, you know,
you know what you're feeling.
It's affecting you.
Because mm-hmm. I'm actually going off my script tonight because I've been getting some messages about what they want to hear tonight, which is not what I actually planned. Okay. So, thank you for saying that. So, the second thing that someone asked me to ask is, how do we undo breakup? That do men actually get heartbreak? Do men cry? Those are when it comes to heartbreak, rather. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to ask that question. I'm going to start with Jojo. How do you, as a person, have you been heartbroken, and how do you handle it?
I have, but that was like maybe 20 years ago. But
are you sure? Are you
yeah,
sure?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I've been serious. Like, that was like 20 years ago.
You were very young then.
I was young, but
so as an adult, fully grown adult, you've never had an heartbreak?
No, I won't put myself in that. Like,
is that you being manning up, or is that you actually being truthful to
you? No, it's me being manning up. No, I will tell you straight, like. Mm-hmm. You know, being in love with someone, mm-hmm. and then at the end of the day, the person said, "Oh, you're not good enough for them anymore." Mm-hmm. It does break your heart.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know what
definitely.
I mean? But as a man, in our society, you just have to.
No, like, no, I'm asking for your own personal experience at the moment. Your own personal experience.
Yeah.
How do you manage your heartbreaks in the past? Have you shared with any of your friends, and have you been ever vulnerable with any of you guys that, oh my God, this girl just did this to me, and you actually felt?
No, I've not. No.
Okay.
To be honest, I just keep it to myself and keep going.
See, and if it's the other way around, I feel like women they talk about it, they cry it out, and I'm going to ask the same question with
like Odun. One minute. Like Odun said before, like, as a man, you don't want to be vulnerable
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
in presence of your friends, because they will look at you and be like, "Oh, he's crying because of a woman."
But does that? But that doesn't mean we don't get heartbroken.
We do, but you don't. You just, as a man,
mm-hmm, you just throw that it on.
You just keep moving, like just keep going.
Right, I'm going somewhere with this question. Right, Odun, what's your stay on that? I know you started it. So how have you handled heartbreak in the past?
Honestly, you don't want to know. See, when I was growing up as a young boy, you know, when we were together in the same, mm-hmm. you know, the same
uni,
mm-hmm. and I think I was 17 there, about 17, 18.
Okay.
I was quite young, and I was seeing this girl. I'm not going to mention names. She might be watching tonight. Maybe she's not watching. I don't know. You know, I was seeing her like, oh, this is, you know, this is the love of my, as young as I was, mm-hmm. I was seeing her, oh, this is my future.
It's my future.
You know, but because I was young, we're both young anyways. Mm-hmm. Like, and she came to me and she said, you know, I don't think, you know, it's actually possible. I want some break, you know, like, I don't want to go into details because mm-hmm. the reason why I met her in the same uni was because I wanted to be around her. That was why I chose that uni, because my father actually tried to get me in three different universities, but I chose that one so that I can be closer. But when she gained admission, she went far away and she came back and said, you know, I want some break, you know, in my hostel. And that was the time Olufemi song just came out. Olufemi, oh,
Mapami Leku.
Bro, I burst the tears. And at the other block, I was in block C, block D. Somebody was playing that music, maybe for me, I don't know. Like, I was crying, bro. I cried.
Wow.
You know, that shattered my heart.
Wow, that's.
But honestly, because of that, you know, it's it's very, very difficult for me to put myself out there again to become that vulnerable, you were saying. Like, you know, I'm guarded. Like, I don't want, it was a bad experience for me. You know, I don't want that to happen to me again. So I don't put myself out there. So if I'm in a relationship with somebody and they've broken my heart, you know, I'll just try to move on. Like, you know what, well, at the end of the day, like, it's not new. You know?
And what I'm trying to bring out here is, because we want to go on a break quickly, then we can do the second session, is that most of the time women hide our heartbreak, we hide our vulnerability, then we move on to the next person. And you know, there's a slang or adage that say, hurt people hurt people. So when we carry this baggage that we're not healed from, and we buckle it up and then we man it up like we're fine, then we transfer it to the next person. And that next person is actually coming with his own whatever also. Then you dump it there, and then it just become a cycle.
Move on, and that's where your Yoruba demon thing came up.
Thank you. That's how we were branded Yoruba demon.
And then you just move on.
Because like, the cycle, because you never treat, you didn't heal. That wound, whatever is there, you just pile up another one, and then pile up another one, and you just carry on like that. And that's actually how men has actually contributed to a lot of mental health for women. And vice versa, our women also has contributed a lot to our own mental health. But I feel like the reason why women get more help and they are healed, women can love 1,000 times on the same level because they get healed most of the time to move on to the second one. But we, when your love starts from 100, the next person is getting 70.
It's not even 70.
20%. The next person is getting 50.
20%.
The next person is getting 20. So it just goes down and down and down. Oh, wow. Anyway, guys, it's been tense. I'm going to go on a short break. And the song that we're going to be listening to now is Adekunle Good Belief. So we are believing that men will start changing and we're going to start getting vulnerable with our feelings and start healing. So I'll be back in a sec.
I see the crystal raindrops fall and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make the rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime and I want to spend some time with you.
Reminisce as I sit in my corner. Cause I mean, have you seen what you done? I done the reason make I linked in a ton. I need your love in easy, go my dollar. Carry me, don't scold me. You only don't post me a call, I'm on my number one. I'm on no shank, my papa. Make a day by your side. Damn, I won't see your mama. See the family side where you come up. This your stamina, my mama. Carry day for your side. I walk through the walls of your fire. My heart in my feet, in no tire. Got me feeling like I don't my own. Can't believe that you're mine. I walk through the walls of your fire. My heart in my feet, in no tire. Got me feeling like I don't my own. Now I know I can fly. I'm in love, I know when you say love is wicked. Oh yeah, would you come for the weekend? I'm addicted to your style, to your smile and your big head. Don't like when they say love is wicked. Baby, would you come for the weekend? Oh, I walk through the walls of your fire. My heart in my feet, in no tire. Got me feeling like I don't my own. Can't believe that you're mine. I walk through the walls of your fire. My heart in my feet, in no tire. Got me feeling like I don't.
Right, guys, welcome back. You've been listening to Believe by Adekunle Gold. Right, we've explored that men find it challenging to actually speak our emotions, and that's because of the way we grew up. We've been told men don't cry, We've been told grow up. We've been told a lot of things growing up, which is why we actually just don't talk about anything. Right, so and now on Poshpit Couch, the whole purpose of creating this space is for us to be able to be vulnerable. It's for us to be able to. It's for us to be able to address our issues and get a proper healing. So I'm gonna move on to a question that I'm gonna ask David right now. And that's the question is, how can men create a culture where talking isn't seen as weakness?
Well, that's deep. Mm-hmm. That's deep. I suppose when it comes to culture, you said something at the start. You said today you want us to be vulnerable, mm-hmm. but you didn't leave it at that. You said, but I'm going to be vulnerable.
That's right.
What you did there was actually create this culture where we feel comfortable to speak out because we know that we're not being put on the spotlights as, you know, a test subject that you're experimenting on. This is a mutual understanding that we're trying to find to raise awareness and help one another and actually learn from one another. So that is the foundation of culture in setting the norm. So making it normal for people to speak out. That starts from individuals themselves. You need to be able to be in touch with your own emotion, because at the end of the day, when we ourselves can't process our own feelings, how can you communicate those feelings?
It's
not possible to do so. So for example, when you spoke about relationship earlier on and breakup, how do you handle that? I personally have been through I've been through a divorce. That's tough when you put your entire life, pour your heart out into someone, you walk towards forever, and forever is cut short. There is that sense of, if you think about the stigma in community. I'm one of those people who personally I don't care for people's opinions anyway. I do my own thing,
and I feel like that's one of the first things to start with.
It is,
because I feel like, sorry to cut you off, I feel like there's always this stigma, like you said, of, oh, you're a divorcee. As in, the way the community talk down on you as a divorcee is actually something on its own.
Yeah. Reason being is people project their own insecurities on you. Because for someone to come to a position where they say, you know what, I know what's better for me. I'm going to choose me. I'm going to walk away from this because this is not working for me. That's, I feel like, for me personally, I've walked that walk so I can talk the talk. I feel like that is a sign of strength, because it's not easy to walk away.
Absolutely.
A lot of people are in similar situations, similar positions, and they just live through it. They just fight through it. They cheat through it. They do everything through it just to maintain face.
To maintain it.
So when you're in a situation, whatever that may be, recognizing that you've got to put yourself first. That's not a sense of selfishness. It's a position of understanding. When you come to a realization that I matter, my feelings matter, my feelings are valid, and that needs to be validated, that needs to be accepted in the community.
That's right.
We as men need to support each other through. You are a prime example of that. You've done that for me. And I feel like if we're in a position where we can all support each other through whatever situation that we may find ourselves in, whether it's a loss of a job, there'd be many people gone through things like that where someone who you don't usually have access to, all of a sudden, you know, you see them, they're more available. Do you ever stop to think to yourself, hey guy, you know, you're always busy over these days, what's up? You know, just be able to tap in and say,
and it's funny how we all have our solutions around us, but we don't know, because we don't tap into it. We don't tap into, because you don't actually know what I need, and you might have what I need. And this is actually a very, like I said earlier, that will be vulnerable. And this is actually about men libido. Because statistics show that any men above 50, your libido start to drop. And this is a topic that I've never heard from no man ever before, until one day I was in the gym and this guy just walked up to me and he was start talking about, and then it was like, oh, ever since he turned 40, blah, blah, blah. And he was starting to ask me what is happening in the house. And I'm like, really? and I didn't know that before. And I had to actually do my research to actually know that that kind of thing actually happened and is real. But No one is gonna go outside.
Scary. That's a bit scary.
but it's a fact. It's a fact. You probably might not have heard it before.
I've not.
But because it's not a topic that people will actually talk about, but this is a fact. And then you now checked, and I do my statistics, and I check with guys, and I realize that people over 40, everybody actually tell me the same thing, and I didn't know this before. So like, there's a lot of things that we actually don't know, even as a man, as ourselves.
It's true, yeah.
So that's which is the reason why we need to talk and engage each other. Oh, wow. This is actually interesting. I'm going to ask another question. This is going to go to any. And because at the end of the day, most women struggle with is pride. We have pride. Our ego is the number one thing. If you ask any man, what do you want in a relationship? Respect is always the first thing we talk about. 100. Respect is always the number one. Right. So that, which is going to lead to my question. How does pride stop men from seeking help or expressing pain?
Yeah, I think... that's a very good question anyways. I think our pride is because we don't want to be stigmatized. We don't want people to look at us and be like, oh, why is he crying? Why is he not? Mm-hmm. Because I had this conversation today with a colleague of mine, and then he was telling me about one of his friends. They were so close, and they've been friends since like very young. And he said he saw the person on Sunday, which was I think about 2 weeks ago. He saw the person on Sunday, and then they spoke about taking their kids out the following, which was this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And by Tuesday, they were looking for the guy, and they found him on the field in Wigan. With his throat, and he killed himself.
Oh no!
You know, so my colleague was telling me that I saw this guy on Sunday, and we're looking for him on Tuesday. But by Thursday they found him on the field, dead. Had he been as open up to his friend that I'm going through
this and that.
I'm going through, he might still be alive now. Do you get what I mean? And he's the only child of his parent. So it's good for us to like forget about what people say, forget about the opinion of others. If whatever you're going through, just speak about it. I'm not gonna lie to you, I called you, which you know, one of my friends during the week, last week, I was driving and I just called him like, bro, I'm not happy at all. And he was like, what's going on? Like, what's up? I said, I've just got a lot going on in my head. Like, but I can't pinpoint one thing that was making me feel that way.
Yeah.
But within me, I just felt like, oh.
Sometimes it's a mood.
This is not me.
Yeah,
you get what I mean? This is not me. And that's being vulnerable. Like, because sometimes I want some friends, you'll be like, oh, I don't want to talk to him about whatever I'm going through at the minute, or they might look at me and be like, you know what, you are a man, just deal with it. And that's how we kill ourselves.
You know what, one of the major problems, like you're saying, like somebody was in a club on a Saturday dancing and vibing to life, and on a Monday it was found dead somewhere. So it boils down to the point that we don't talk. Let me give you an example of an incident that happened in Manchester. Like, this guy is a qualified nurse working somewhere, and after a long day shift, he chose to drive to a canal and jump inside rather than going home to see his children. I want you to think about that. Like, for somebody to take such a decision,
that's a lot.
He already gave up.
He
was already defeated, because it's easier for you to sit down at the corner of your bedroom and see such a news and be like, why would you want to?
Because we're quick to judge that.
At that point, that was the only thing.
That's the last option.
Let me give you an example. Like, I was doing a research in Lake Naivasha in Kenya, and I defended my project in in Netherlands, and in a nutshell, I failed, and I didn't just fail. my computer crashed, I lost my work, I decided to just rush the whole work, but eventually the work was not up to, you know, standard. So I failed. And then that man was like, you know, you can just do it again. And I was like, are you mad? Do what again? And you know, if you know Netherlands very well, they ride bicycles and there are lots of canals. You know, on my way, my son just jump into that canal. There was that strong intent to just take that decision. Just jump in there. And there are friends around, you know, we're all international students, you know, we're on scholarship, things were going fine, they were giving us enough money. There are friends I could talk to, like, you know, this has happened, help me with this. But I didn't even think about that. Everything that was coming to mind was just handy, just jump into it.
And the reason you might not want to speak to them because you don't want them to look at you and be like, oh, he's a softie. Do you get what I mean?
And if I had spoken to them, they wouldn't have looked at me that way. But in my head, I've just concluded like, oh, they're going to be like, you know.
Yeah, because there's no awareness for it.
Yeah, we need to be talking. It's like we need automatic. To be saying things out, like, you know, like, you see an average man on the road, his head is full of a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we need to be saying things out, you know. Honestly, we need to be saying things out.
So talking of that, what does healing look like in a male friendship to you, Odo?
Healing,
yeah. Because before you can, like, back to the other question, when you said pride, before you can put your pride aside to express, you need to start a sum of healing. So what does healing mean to you? Do you think if men are on a healing journey, we'll be able to be more vulnerable?
Can you rephrase that question? I'm trying to...
What does healing look like in a male friendship?
Okay. In a male friendship?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds kind of like broad. Like, what do you mean?
What facilitates healing? What creates an environment for you to heal?
To heal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To me, like opening up to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
For you to be able to take that place
is to be able to have people that are like-minded. Because I'm not going to be vulnerable to someone who is not vulnerable to me. David said earlier. So I think we can create a healing culture by taking the first step of I'm gonna take the lead.
I get what you mean now. Like, I think in that sense we need to kind of, like, you know be approachable to each other, like, you know, bro, if you're going through any hard time, I'm always there for
just
you.
That's
you
right.
Just talk to me, you know. If you need anything, bro, I'm here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than just saying like, oh, Alpha, you come out tonight, you know. Mm-hmm. I think we need to kind of, like, you know, talk more about that, you know, like sit together when we go out to chill somewhere. Let's have different conversations. Like, oh, bro, how's it going with you? How's work? How's family? You know, is anything bothering you? Rather than just.
And you know, the funny thing, this is going to be funny to people because I find it funny. During the week, I was watching a program and the lady just rushed in. I think she was having a bit of anxiety. And she told the other friend, this is a guy, he said, hold my hand. The guy held his hand, her hand, and it was like, hug me. The guy hugged, I was like, hug me tighter. And she was there for like a minute, and then she felt better. She felt better, and then she was like, okay, I'm better now. And then they started a conversation. And that, I kind of deep that. Men will never tell anybody, hug me.
Hold
my hand. And you know what? That is actually a normal thing, because touching is part of human. But what do you think about that, David? Do you think men have advantage because they can do that and we cannot do that? Are we stopping ourselves from doing it?
I suppose it's the norm, isn't it? For women, women are seen as emotional beings, and you know, it's the norm that, you know, you reach out to them, you embrace them and all that. But sometimes there's,
because if I tell you to hug me now, you'll be like, ah,
hug now.
No, not that kind of, like, I've said tighter. I cannot tell you tighter.
Oh, well, I cannot even hold you tight. But you see, that's the thing though.
Sorry to stop you there, but we should be able to do that for ourselves. You know what I mean?
I think it's a bit difficult.
We should be.
It's a difficulty. Let's not pretend like it's not, because I will not ask for tighter. No. I will not.
But you will. We are for a hug. Like,
I mean, hug is numb to me. I'm a teddy bear, so hug is numb to me. I will hug people, even if I'm going through something. I don't really think I will go for someone for hug. But if someone is there, I could lean on that. I'm a vulnerable.
You never hugged me before, though.
If I try to argue, you will probably punch me.
That's the problem.
We are not wired that way. Yes. Men are wired, you know, in such a way. Like, for example, you know, like we went on holiday together recently.
Mm-hmm.
Had it been, you know, we are females, mm-hmm. you know, we'll have probably stayed together in the same room.
Oh yes.
You know, just to reduce the cost.
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't even, a lot of guys cannot even sleep on the same bed.
Oh yes.
No matter how big that bed is, even mm-hmm. if it's extra queen size,
mm-hmm.
they will not sleep on the same bed together. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's not because it's strange. It's because it's disgusting as well. We see it's disgusting, like, you know, if a guy imagine like giving you a peck on the side, women do that, you know, women greet each other, be like, babe, this is your bum is getting high,
you know,
and they touch it and be like, you know. Imagine doing that to my brother, like, what are you doing? I think I told you about this story
like that happened like years ago when the, like, Madison was still like. So I was with my friend and I went to park. So they were walking to the club. So I was running to join them, and so as I was walking closer to them, so one of my other friends said, "Oh, Jojo, your bum die," and I looked at him like,
"How mad you love that? Can you
don't?" But you didn't mean in that any, way. Yeah. Do you get me? But the way I reacted, we'd be like, "Oh, are you checking me out like that?" You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But
we don't roll like that.
Yeah, I think it's the sexual part of it that scared men off also, because you're thinking, "Oh my God, is this person moving to me? Is this person having sort of sorrow?" So I feel like, I think that's personal. The level of vulnerability doesn't mean you have to be physically or a touchy person.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as your vulnerability is inside and you can express yourself, I think that's actually where we need to start from, by starting our healing and being opening up like, "Oga, I did go through this. So you talk to me, I talk to you." And I think that's how we can start changing the idea of men don't cry. Me, don't do this.
We need to change that. We really need to change that. Like,
wow, it's been good. I've actually enjoyed this episode. I think we're gonna do this more, because the actually, as much as I try to make Poshpay Couch a general for everyone and everybody, my target audience is actually male. Like, that's actually because I feel like we need more to do.
And we have a long way to go.
We need to catch up. So, in 30 seconds, I'm going to ask each person of you, what is your advice as we round up the show? I'm going to start from Todo, then I walk you back to David.
I mean, I'm just going to say this, like, we need to kind of, like, open out to each other more, like, open up more, talk about things more. If we go out, let's make it a norm to kind of, like, discuss other things outside of politics and football, you know. Let's ask about, "How are you feeling? How is job going with you? How is family? You know, are you hearing from your parents at home? You know, we might be going through a lot of things and we don't share it." So we need to kind of like open up to each other more, and, you know.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, like Odun just said now, like, we need to make a norm to like check up on each other every day, even if not every day, like at least maybe 3-4 times a week. If you have a friend that you know, this is someone I call my friend. Mm-hmm. There's no problem in that, like checking up on them 4-5 times a week, because you just don't know what that person is going. The person might be fine today, and tomorrow they might be going through.
Absolutely.
So, but if you catch them the next day that they are going through that thing, they might be able to like open up to you, like just talk to your friend, check up on them, and see what's going on with them. We just need to put it out there and talk to each other more often.
David.
So more or less the same, but I would say we should be able to let our guards down and normalize that. Definitely normalize that. And yeah, aside from that, really, I think we've pretty much covered everything already.
Right. I feel my own take home, or what advice I'll give, is let's stop being judgmental. Because that's very, very important. Because the reason why people or men cannot be vulnerable is because we are scared to be judged. So judging part of it from you or from others, erase that in your mind. start the healing with yourself and know that this is actually what I want, this is what I want to achieve, and to achieve this I need to break a certain barrier, and that barrier before it can be breaking is because I need to stop judging people based on how they are feeling, what they are going through, and vice versa. And if everyone is judging me, I'm just going to ignore them because I know where I'm going, I know my end goal, so I will just ignore your judgmental whatever it is. So thank you guys, it's been good, and I think it's a wrap for today on Posh Beats Couch. I'm sure everyone has have one thing or the other that they've gained or learned. And as we move forward as men, we promise you we're going to start getting more vulnerable. So I'll see you next week, and God bless you.
Go outside. Big time forward. The star boy dancing. To the game, no one replace me. Me love mine, I see straight, me no chaser. All of my guys know me all about me paper. Me call me girls all around me, me no chaser. Yeah, star boy call me number one. When me tune drop, the girls they bounce along. Me don't let nothing come between me and me paper. So when me come in, I place me on that take up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Baby, come closer. African boy, me rep my thing, yo. Me come clean like me coming on me video. Me come through like a soldier. She give me tea and she pleasing my rosa. She got the keys to my Porsche and my Rover. We in Miami living la vida loca, yeah. Yeah, you got that teen, I know. You got the body, I know. You make me sing, I know. You make me sing, I know, yeah. Yeah, you got that teen, I know. You got the body, I know. You make me sing, I know. You make me sing, I know. Yeah, 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 yeah. Baby, come closer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Baby, come closer.
To mix up in drama, to go outside. To mix up in drama, to free my mind. Jealous people around me, I need to change my life. I just turn colder every time I try. What would I do without you, my Chachi? I don't feel that way with anybody. Tell me your secrets, I'm not messy. Steady it for me, girl, hold steady. I wanna put you in my life. Your hair smell like the tropics, your body look nice. One fuck down, hold me, we gotta go twice. I'm here for you, just tell me what you like. I wanna put you in my life.
Yeah.
Station Radio Africana.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. All you do is lie, lie, lie. All you do is drive, drive, drive. You don't even know the kind of things. But you try to tell me all these things. Some time, I need peace. I'ma need space some days. And I'm just tryna do my thing. And I'm just tryna get my.
All you need, so hard to deceive. to think that I'm the one for you. But don't you see, you're not everything, and I know you're not the one for me. Crazy things are happening, crazy things are happening. If you need somebody's grace, you fit up somebody's grace. Crazy things are happening, crazy things are happening.